Among the near immeasurable shamefulness of the U.S. news media is the current narrative and focus upon the death of children who had entered our country illegally. Sad and regrettable? Certainly. But where have these reporters been during the 8 years of the Obama administration and even before that? Those of us who watch the subject know that hundreds of dead, including children, are routinely found in South Texas' scrub brush coastal plain, and that such has been the fact for years. We also know that our Border Patrol and other local law enforcement agencies spend a good deal of time and resources rescuing illegal aliens from what well could have become fatal circumstances. Generally, we know that these deadly and potentially deadly situations are the direct result of actions undertaken by those who choose to ignore our laws and enter this country without permission. We also know that for most, this is an informed choice and that the aliens are well aware of the risks. Does that make it any less sad when a child dies? No, it does not, but it puts the lie to the narrative pushed by the media that the American people with whom they disagree, President Trump, law and order Republicans, and others who expect the law to rule at the border, are somehow complicit in these deaths. Our country's own media is propagandizing for our enemies on this issue, even when it is our country that's providing medical care for these folk who have chosen the dangerous path of illegal entry. The propagandists know people, children included, have died regularly. They also know that they are reporting on such now in a manner solely for political gain. That's despicable. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.